Traditionally, Japan had a very serious population problem. It was a small country, very rocky, with little fertile land, and fairly low death rates of infants and adults. Therefore, the population naturally would have risen very fast. There were no major forms of modern contraception. So how could you maintain the population at a level? This is a great puzzle. Well, the answer to the puzzle seems to be that many Japanese married at a medium age, but above all, they had to use desperate measures. They would use infanticide to kill off the infant, and they would also very largely, probably the major form, they would use abortion. And therefore many women had to abort fetuses. And this has continued up to the present because the contraceptive pill is still banned in Japan, therefore they can't use it. And up to half Japanese women will have an abortion still today. And many of them feel, obviously, a great sense of guilt. And so in the last 100 years, an institution called Mitsuko, the water child, was invented because these little images are to protect the soul of the dead infant and to return it safely to the land of water so it can be born again.